With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Gas and diesel prices ticked up over the weekend as a new state tax went into effect. The new tax will increase every July 1st for the next 6 years to fund maintenance on bridges and roads across the state. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Montana's gas tax increased by 4.5 cents over the weekend. Diesel increased by 1.5 cents. The tax increase was approved by state lawmakers after Democrats and Republicans reached a compromise on adding 6 cents to the state's existing gas tax by 2023, after an initial proposal for an 8 cent increase. Larry Flynn, an administrator with the Montana Department of Transportation, says the tax is expected to bring in an additional $29 million this year, more than half of which will go to cities and counties for local road-related construction. He says funding road and bridge projects through a gas tax is becoming more challenging as cars become more fuel efficient.
The real challenge that we have is as fuel economy increases with the introduction of hybrid cars and electric cars, when we're taxing a gallon of gas, it makes it very challenging on a go-forward basis to fund our infrastructure.
Flynn says in about 4 years, inflation and vehicle technology will catch up to the money brought in by the new gas tax, again creating a need for more money to keep up with the state's roadway infrastructure needs. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana students who participate in a 5-state regional medical school program are being asked to commit to work in Montana for 3 years or pay additional fees. The new fees enacted by the Montana legislature this year will take effect in the fall of 2018. Nurses, hospitals, and other healthcare providers are holding a public forum on the proposed Senate healthcare bill this Thursday in Helena. It's being put on by the Montana Nurses Association. Vicki Bird is the association's executive director.
Many think that they want Obamacare to be repealed, but they don't want their health benefits they have now under the Affordable Care Act repealed. So there's a lot of misunderstandings, and we just want to be available to them to clear those up.
Bird will be on a panel with the president of the Montana Hospital Association, the CEO of Benefis Health System, the director of the State Health Department, and a vice president for Planned Parenthood of Montana. The forum happens this Thursday, July 6th at 2 p.m. at the Lewis and Clark Library in Helena. You can find details on our website, mtpr.org. When Montana opened its first government-run health clinics for state workers 5 years ago, it was touted as a bold experiment in providing low-cost health care to government workers. There are no copays or deductibles. While there were big promises of huge financial savings, a scathing state audit says there's no proof the clinics have saved the state any money. A wildfire burning in Benton County, Washington, that shut down roads and forced the evacuation of some workers at the Hanford nuclear site has burned about 31 square miles. The Hanford Fire Department had it contained on the nuclear reservation at 6 o'clock this morning, with no structures or contaminated areas burned. The fire overall is about 30% contained this afternoon, according to a fire information officer, and an evacuation order for a remote area of Benton County was lifted this afternoon. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.